What seemed impossible when William Starock began his PhD studies at the University of Maryland 3 years ago is now within reach.
It's flown for 60 seconds and on a different flight has gone to an altitude of 9 feet. Those are two of the three goals required to win the Sikorsky Prize. We're hoping now to combine both of those into a single flight, get that little bit of extra altitude we need, and keep the helicopter controlled and stable so that we can take home the $250,000 prize.
50 volunteers make up the team developing the flyer called the Gamera 2. They're divided into the rotor, cockpit, transmission, and stability working groups. Weight is a major concern for all of them. The 36-kilogram craft is shaped like a giant X with 21-meter-long arms that look like railroad trusses.
Everything on the helicopter that's black is carbon fiber. The blades you'll see are largely white. That's insulation foam. It's a lightweight material that we can use to hold the shape of our blades. Those blades are covered in a skin that's mylar. It's a clear plastic that forms the surface of the wings.
Stark says unlike a normal helicopter with blades on the top and tail, the four rotors on the Gamera 2, each with two blades at the tips of each crosspiece, are close to the ground.
So by keeping our blades low, they actually take less power to run. As we climb, it gets harder and harder for the pilot. That's what limits our altitude.
The pilot sits suspended under the center of the X with his feet clipped into bike-like pedals and his hands on a crank. A lightweight cord runs from the wheels spun by the pedals through the craft to the rotors.
As the pilot pedals, it reels in the string, just like reeling in a fish. So when the pilot cranks his hands and feet, the rotors all start spinning at the same speed, and that lifts us into the air.
On flight test days, PhD student Elizabeth Weiner stands under the craft, yelling commands to the pilot and support team. Disappointed with Gamera 2's latest performance just a few weeks ago, she's come to the warehouse where it's stored to inspect the damage.
There's a lot of fatigue that happens on all the parts of the helicopter, and so one of the things that we're doing now is post-flight testing, going through and making sure nothing else is broken. We had some problems with blades, but you never know what else is slowly breaking.
Colin Gore also stops by for a look. He's a student in materials science and knew little about helicopters before joining the team. But he's thin, 54.4 kilograms, and strong.
I've got a lot of muscle compared to the rest of my body, and I feel like I've got like a high profile, but probably easiest job out of all of them. Just got to dump some power into it and give them the performance that they deserve.
And despite recent setbacks, Gore's motivation is shared by his team members. William Starock and Elizabeth Weiner agree that it's been a great run.
We've gotten the opportunity to go through an actual design and flight test experience, and that's the sort of thing you never get to do. And it's a lot of fun going out there and building sun and flying it and trying to do the impossible.
For me, it's knowing that we did it, and we did it first.
And they're doing it. After being challenged to enter the competition 4 years ago by aerospace professor Inderjeet Chopra. He's watched as the students invested time and creativity in the project. He's proud of what they've accomplished and what they're about to do.
But this is one milestone has not been completed yet. It will be enormous joy when we complete it. Well, I hope it should be in 2013.
The Gamera 2 team plans to make another attempt at the Sikorsky Prize within the next 2 months. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, in College Park, Maryland.